This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
I heard today that they spent a billion dollars on the Affordable Care website. $1 billion. What kind of website do you get for $1 billion? Well, I guess they get one with a ton of glitches. Incredible. That's government at its finest, folks. Government at its finest, for sure. Hey, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How's everyone doing tonight? Doing all right? I want to thank you for tuning in. We got a lot to get to. Today I visited with some family. My mom's in town. She came to see the baby. And, it puts things in perspective from time to time when you just clear your head for a moment. Don't check the news, although I'm always looking at the news and whatnot. Well, you know, the reason why we're doing this is to have free time with our families, is to have freedom with our families, I should say. Ultimately, that's the goal. Ultimately, that's what we're all aiming at. And if I could spend my time not having to fight against the powers that shouldn't be, I would definitely do so. I'd much rather spend more time with the baby. Not that I don't already spend a lot of time with the baby. I'm very lucky I get to spend more time with him than I would imagine most fathers do with their sons or daughters. Folks, it might not be the flu. That's right, it might not be. Check this out.
Welcome to Experimental Vaccines News Blitz. All right, here we are on the Center for Disease Creation and Proliferation. Yes, you know it's true. We got Flu View. Now check it out. This is for 1 week, and I wanted to point this out because I found it interesting. Out of 3,534 people that thought they were sick with the flu and went in and had their specimen taken and tested, only 4.7% tested positive for influenza. Now, I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. I want to point some things out. Right here is the graph, the U.S. Virological Survey, and you can see the number number of specimens tested, 3,534, and the number of specimens, or positive specimens, 166, or 4.7%. Now, this little hyperlink right there, let's click it, and we'll head over to here, which is really cool. Check this out. It's the national and regional level outpatient illness and viral surveillance page, and it's one of the FluView pages, and they've got tons of information here, a bunch of good graphs and stuff you can do to chase some rabbits and find out what's going on. Let's go back here to this page right here. I'm going to scroll down a little further. Hang on, don't get dizzy. I promise we'll get there. Close your eyes if it bothers you. Hang on, we're almost there. And lo and behold, additional and international influenza surveillance information. Now, these are all hyperlinks, and they'll take you to, for instance, if I push California there, I'll end up here on California's Department of Public Health. Mm-hmm. Every state's got one. It's true. And for additional links to vaccine exemption forms, come here. Experimental vaccines. This is the
all right, good stuff. Page. So I might not be the there.
And I will see you on YouTube and next time when I all do right. News Blitz.
Thanks, man. News Blitz. Cool. Yeah, so interesting food for thought. A study shows marijuana can kill cancer cells. This is not new to many people who listen to this show. We've had Rick Simpson on before. A British researcher has found that cannabinoids, term for the chemicals derived from cannabis, can kill leukemia cells, and he expects clinical trials for new medications to begin soon. Well, not if the military-industrial complex and the drug and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, rather, have anything to do with it. Crime is getting worse. Violent crime in America has increased by 15% last year. Now, we can discuss why that is. I have my thoughts. Well, listen to this. If your neighborhood is not as safe as it used to be, then you have something in common with the rest of the country. All over America, crime is on the rise. According to a government survey that was just released the other day, violent crime in the United States increased by, get this, 15% last year. And property crime was up by 12%. Now, why that is, I don't know, per se. But if I was to guess, I would imagine it has to do with the police state. Wait a second, Bob. What do you mean the police state? They're supposed to save us from the dangers of the world. Wrong. They're perpetuating things. They're creating a climate of criminals. Prison industrial complex leads to further recidivism, which leads to more crime. The war on drugs leads to more crime. Does this make sense? We're going to get to a guest in a little bit here tonight. Leanne Woodland is scheduled to come on the show. We'll be talking about nutrition. We've been doing a lot of health shows, and I find health to be extremely important. And we're going to spend some time with another guest on the topic of health today. So stay tuned for that. What else do I have on my news stack here? City forecast Greek devastation, unstoppable debt spirals in Italy and Portugal. 9 generals fired, 2 military leaders suspended. Keeps happening. $500 for a gallon of gas. What? No, not yet, anyways. That was the exuberant figure paid with the U.S. tax dollars to a contractor building a hospital in rural Afghanistan. I'm glad we're getting our money's worth. This was according to a report from the government watchdog tasked with investigating expenditures on Afghanistan's reconstruction. Probably was given to some crony with a no-bid contract. Bada bing, bada boom. They're spending $500 on a gallon of gas. Get out of here. Somebody's getting rich off the war. And it's not the people. And even if it was the people, would you want to get rich while families, mothers, brothers, and sisters die as a result of these policies? No, it's blood money. A new report shows the NSA spied on 124 billion phone calls in 1 month. The NSA is certainly busy, folks. Geez, 124 billion phone calls in just a month. More than 124 billion phone calls during a 30-day period this year, including around 3 billion calls from the U.S. sources, according to a tally from top-secret documents. I guess they're not so top-secret anymore. Story here about 3D printing. 3D printing continues the evolution of humanoid robot. Really, what the 3D printing is all about is it's getting closer to transhumanism, perhaps. And I don't know if there's an obvious connection with that yet, but it's very interesting. In an age of computers, things evolve exponentially. In just a few generations, robots have gone from a specific fantasy to a playful curiosity, to entering the battlefield to replace or augment their human counterparts. Transhumanism a la 3D printing.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater. The movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
You know who Russell Brand is? Russell Brand. I guess he's an actor. I can hear myself, Mr. Producer. Anyways, he was interviewed on the BBC. As far out as this guy is, I know he's a comedian, but as far out as he is, he has a lot of interesting things to say. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I don't remember exactly, but I don't think there's any profanity. It was on the BBC, but over there in Great Britain, they allow for profanity, so you never know. So hopefully, let's take a stab at this, and if there is, I'll refer you to the full clip I'm sure you can find. But Russell Brand, a great piece, talks revolution. He says, this is the end. It's time to wake up. Amen, brother.
Four, is there no limit to the man's talents? He's now guest editor of the venerable left-wing magazine, The New Statesman. He wants a revolution, he says. Russell Brand, who are you to edit a political magazine?
Well, I suppose like a person who's being politely asked by an attractive woman. I don't know what the typical criteria is. I don't know many people that edit political magazines. Boris, he used to do one, didn't he? So I'm a person with crazy hair, quite a good sense of humour, don't know much about politics, I'm ideal.
But is it true you don't even vote?
Yeah, no, I don't vote.
Well, how do you have any authority to talk about politics then?
Well, I don't get my authority from this pre-existing paradigm, which is quite narrow and only serves a few people. I look elsewhere for alternatives that might be of service to humanity. Alternate means alternate political systems.
I can't argue with that. Well, unless his idea of alternative political systems is socialism or communism, which is actually not too far from what we have today. It's just the fascist central bank version.
They being?
Well, I've not invented it yet, Jeremy. I had to do a magazine last week. I've had a lot on my plate. But here's the thing that it shouldn't do. Shouldn't destroy the planet. Shouldn't create massive economic disparity. Shouldn't ignore the needs of the people. The burden of proof is on the people with the power, not people like doing a magazine.
How do you imagine the people get power?
Well, I imagine there are sort of hierarchical systems that have been preserved through generations.
They get power by being voted in.
Well, you
that's
say that, Jeremy.
You can't even be asked to vote.
It's quite a narrow prescriptive parameter that changes within the
democracy, that's how it works.
Well, I don't think it's working very well, Jeremy, given that the planet is being destroyed, given that there is economic disparity of a huge degree. What are you saying? There's no alternative. There's no alternative.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you can't be asked to vote, why should we be asked to listen to your political point of view?
You don't have to listen to my political point of view, but it's not that I'm not voting out of apathy. I'm not voting out of absolute indifference and weariness and exhaustion from the lies, treachery, deceit of the political class that has been going on for generations now, and which has now reached fever pitch, where we have a disenfranchised, disillusioned, despondent underclass that are not being represented by that political system. So voting for it is tacit complicity with that system, and that's not something I'm offering up.
Well, why don't you change it then?
I'm trying to.
Well, why don't you start by voting?
I don't think it works. People have voted already, and that's what's created the current paradigm.
When did you last vote?
Never.
You've never, ever voted?
No. Do you think that's really bad?
So you struck an attitude, what, before the age of 18?
Well, I was busy being a drug addict at that point because I come from the kind of social conditions that are exacerbated by an indifferent system that really just administrates for large corporations and ignores the population that it was voted in to serve.
You're blaming the political class.
You know, you got to admire him. He's open and he tells it like it is to a certain extent. What do you think about voting? I don't know that I'm very much into voting these days either. Maybe we'll take some calls on that in just a moment. But he goes on to say,
the fact you had a drug problem?
No. I'm saying I was part of a social and economic class that is underserved by the current political system, and drug addiction is one of the problems it creates when you have huge, underserved, impoverished populations. People get drug problems and also don't feel like they want to engage with the current political system because they see that it doesn't work for them. They see that it makes no difference. They see that they're not served.
Well, of course it doesn't work for them if they don't bother to vote.
Jeremy, my darling, I'm not saying that the apathy doesn't come from us, the people. The apathy comes from the politicians. They are apathetic to our needs. They're only interested in servicing the needs of corporations. Look at what, ain't the Tories going to court and to taking the EU to court because they're trying to curtail bank bonuses. Is that what's happening at the moment in our country? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is.
So what am I going to tune in for that?
You don't believe in democracy. No, you want a revolution, don't you?
The planet is being destroyed. We are creating an underclass. We are exploiting poor people all over the world. And the genuine, legitimate problems of the people are not being addressed by our political class.
All of those things may be true.
They are true.
But you took... I wouldn't argue with you about many of them.
Well, how come I feel so cross with you? It can't just be because of that beard. It's gorgeous.
It's possibly.
If the Daily Mail don't want it, I do. I'm against them. Grow it longer.
You are...
Tangle it into your armpit hair.
You are a very trivial man.
What, do you think I am trivial?
Yes.
A minute ago, you were having a go at me because I want a revolution. Now
no,
I'm trivial.
I'm asking, no,
I'm bouncing about.
I'm not having
place.
A go at you because you want a revolution. Many people want a revolution, but I'm asking you what it will be like.
Well, I think what it won't be like... is a huge disparity between rich and poor, where 300 Americans have the same amount of wealth as the 85 million poorest Americans, where there is an exploited and underserved underclass that are being continually ignored, where welfare is slashed while Cameron and Osborne go to court to defend the rights of bankers to continue receiving their bonuses. That's all I'm saying.
What's the scheme? That's all I'm asking. What's the scheme? You talk vaguely about revolution. What is it?
I think a socialist egalitarian system based on the massive redistribution of wealth, heavy taxation of corporations and massive responsibility for energy companies and any company that's exploiting the environment. I think they should be... I think the very concept of profit should be huge.
All right. That's where he loses us. That's where he loses us. Yeah. Wasn't this guy, not that I'm into pop culture, wasn't this guy Katy Perry, the left singer? Jeez. Yeah, he loses me there. But I do like some of what he has to say. I do like his tenacity, so... Let's hear a little bit more just for entertainment's sake.
Usually reduced. David Cameron says profit isn't a dirty word. I say profit is a filthy word because wherever there is profit, there is also deficit. And this system currently doesn't address these ideas. And so why would anyone vote for it? Why would anyone be interested in it?
Who would levy these taxes?
I think we do need to, like, there needs to be a centralised administrative system, but built on...
Needs to be a government.
Well, maybe call it something else. Call them, like, the admin bods,
right.
So they don't get...
And how would they
themselves.
Be chosen?
Jeremy, don't ask me to sit here in an interview with you in a bloody hotel room and devise a global utopian system. I'm merely pointing out that the
You're
current...
You're calling for revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm calling for change. I'm calling for genuine alternatives. I say when there is a genuine alternative, a genuine option, then vote for that. But until then, don't bother. Why pretend? Why be complicit in this ridiculous illusion?
Because by the time somebody comes along, you might think it worth voting for. It may be too late.
I don't think so, because the time is now. These movements are already occurring. It's happening everywhere. We're in a time where communication is instantaneous, and there are communities all over the world. The Occupy movement made a difference, even if only in that it introduced to the popular public lexicon the idea of the 1% versus the 99%. People, for the first time in a generation, are aware of massive corporate and economic exploitation. These things are not nonsense. And these subjects are not being addressed. No one's doing anything about tax havens. No one's doing anything about their political affiliations.
Yeah, okay. I wish he was more informed to the way it works, or the way it ought to work. So he loses me with his initiatives, with his ideas of a solution. But for the most part, I like his energy. So I've seen a few other things of his that I thought were really entertaining and at least free thinking, which I admire. All right, we're going to get our guest on next segment, God willing. Leanne Woodland's coming on to talk about health, nutrition, and so much more on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Listen to this. A British researcher has found that cannabinoids, a term for the chemicals derived from cannabis, can kill leukemia cells, and he expects clinical trials for new medications to begin soon. Well, what medication do you need? It's cannabis. That is medication. The findings published in the October issue of Anti-Cancer Research, International Journal of Cancer Research and Treatment, show that certain non-psychoactive cannabinoids, quote, resulted in dramatic reductions in cell viability and, quote, caused a simultaneous arrest at all phases of the cell cycle. We know this is the case. So why aren't sick people able to access this medicine? And better yet, why is the allopathic medical industrial complex and the oncologist who won't even take the treatment, the so-called treatment, I'm using air quotes here, themselves, still depending on the barbaric poisons they're giving to already sick people? And oftentimes people who aren't already sick. As we reported last week, many of the cancer diagnoses are false. This is a real mess, and we're going to talk to our guest about this and so much more. Hope to look at solutions and not just focus on people being sick, but how they can get better and what they can do about it. Leanne Woodland now joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Leanne, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. From what I understand, you have a book on nutrition, right?
I do. I actually have two books on nutritional healing. I have two children that have had terminal illnesses, and both of them are cured.
No, that can't be. How did it happen?
Well, both of them were, you know, they're both very different diseases. Our son, Jacob, was diagnosed with at birth with a terminal heart defect and also was born without a stomach. And after 5.5 years of hospitalizations and 3 open-heart surgeries and doctors creating what they called a microstomach, he was sent home but with limited options after 3 failed open-heart surgeries, basically saying your son's going to live a short life and, you know, we wish you the best. And, of course, we had round-the-clock nursing care and feeding tubes and oxygen tanks and all of that. Mm-hmm. And 6 months after he came home, from being hospitalized for 5.5 years, from birth to 5.5, his younger brother, Drew, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, neuroblastoma.
Yikes. And you did not have an easy ride there. Jeez.
No, it was a good brutal 8 years, I would have to say. And any parent that's had a sick child knows what I'm talking about. You get very raw and you get very real very fast. And it was through Drew's cancer treatment that we, he was sent home to die and given 4 months to live by the famed Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And it was then that we were fortunate enough to discover that very night that he was sent home from the Mayo Clinic, we were to discover that the body actually has an amazing ability to heal itself if given the proper tools, which is all nature. It's nature. It's nutritional supplements that are naturally made and verified naturally made. It's all the organic whole foods that come right out of the ground if you have good soil and not tainted with genetic modification. And so we developed a protocol, an intense protocol. He was 2 years old at the time. We asked him to put a G-tube in his belly so that we could bypass trying to turbo boost a 2-year-old's immune system, any finickiness or pickiness about eating, and then started our protocol. And within 6 months, and remember, stage 4 neuroblastoma, not a child has survived past of five years of diagnosis at that time, Drew was announced cancer-free 6 months into the natural protocol.
Incredible. Incredible. And it had a lot to do with the diet that you were pumping into his stomach.
Oh, hugely. I mean, like I said, he was sent home to die. He had a grapefruit-sized tumor. It had finger-like tentacles attached to his liver, his spine, his pancreas, his mesenteric artery, which is like, if you can imagine a fishing net, that's basically what your mesenteric arteries look like around your colon. And his tumor was completely involved with all of those critical organs, not to mention the fact that his aorta was going right through the center of the main mass of the tumor. So it was clearly inoperable. Chemo radiation, a bone marrow harvest, none of it worked. He was near death many times going through the poison and the burn of the medical industrial complex.
Did they force that on you?
They didn't force it on us, but at the time, you know, I was innocently ignorant, as most people are, thinking, you know, my poor child is sick and we have to do everything in our power to help him. And at that time, you know, you're completely shut down as a parent as far as thinking clearly. And so you're looking for anybody that's offering you solutions and help. And basically the two options they gave us was, you have two options. You either get on this intense chemo and radiation, or option two, your son will be dead in 6 months. So as a parent, what do you choose? Nobody's out there. I mean, they are now, but nobody was out there 20 years ago preaching and, you know, really working hard to advocate for and educate the public on nutritional healing.
Well, I'm glad you guys got out of that situation. And how old are the little ones today?
Oh, Drew's 23. So he's a, you know, college graduate headed to L.A. next week to start his career in the music industry as a video editor. And Jake is 25, newly married and happy and healthy and doing great. So no... no concerns about their health or well-being at this point.
And have they stayed with the practices you've taught them?
Most, for the most part, yes. I mean, you know, when you're a high school student, when you're a college student, you know, and you're hanging out with your friends and you're eating pizza, you know, doing that. But they know the general rules. They know what happens if they're not feeling well like anybody else. You know, oh, a cold's coming on, or I'm feeling a little under the weather. They know what to do. They know to juice. They know to pump more supplements into their body. And, you know, they have a healthy outlook on life. That's hugely critical to somebody's health and well-being. So, yeah, they've been brought up in that environment from a very young age, and so they know how to quickly turn any kind of a bug or an illness that they have around because of it.
Right. We've been interviewing for the last week people from the Weston A. Price Foundation. They have a big health expo, and they really stress the importance of good, clean animal fats and, you know, other fats that you get from coconut oil and, you know, things like that. What's your take on that? Are you a vegetarian? I'd love to get your ideas on nutrition and whether or not they have the right picture. Or, I mean, for instance, one of the things that comes to mind is they mentioned that a raw food diet is not the best because certain vegetables have certain toxins in them that need to be cooked out. What's your take on that and diet in general?
You know, I try to steer away from anybody trying to put a protocol into a box, and I'll tell you why. It's because we all have different body types. We all have different lifestyles. We all live in different environments. But more so, what people don't realize is that, you know, there's a generational issue here as far as how we were, what our constitution was when we were being raised, and even when we were in utero, what our parents' constitution was as far as how they ate. For example, generally most of the baby boomers, you could say, were raised with farm fresh food. For the most part, they had a stronger construct in the way that their body was built from the time that they were in utero to the time that they, you know, were growing up, if you will. So they had a stronger construct, where somebody like me, who was the atypical latchkey child, if you will, you know, my mother went to work when I went into kindergarten. I was the youngest of five. And so the next thing I know, I'm eating out of microwave food or eating microwave foods. I'm eating boxed foods, processed foods, and so my construct was completely different than, let's say, somebody that's even 10 years older than me. And then you take it back another generation, and it gets worse and worse and worse, because now, you know, we've got chemicals raining down on us from chemtrails, we've got GMO, or genetically modified foods.
Yeah, we'll hold it right there and come right back.
Justin Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
Let me in, brother. Yeah, we're putting this guest offer to Trish and she's spot on about our environment these days. Lynn, there are so many things that we have to deal with, that we have to face, how do you deal with it all? I mean, at the end of the day, some people feel a bit overwhelmed. I always say to just take baby steps, but it's difficult. It's tough.
It is. It is. That's why my second book is called Step-by-Step Guide to Nutritional Healing, and I tell people, you know, you're basically replacing habits. You know, you're taking bad habits that you may have developed, whether it's drinking soda or, you know, just living in an unhealthy environment or not doing any form of exercise, like not even taking walks, and just replacing your bad habits with good habits. We are being inundated. I mean, it's clear on a daily basis, in America at least, but I think all over the world, between the chemicals that are raining down from chemtrails to what is being put in our food and the drugs that are being pushed on people, or the diseases or so-called diseases that are being pushed on people, that you have to have a discerning mind, or at least surround yourself with people that take the time to really do their due diligence and do their research and vet out, if you will, what's good and what isn't good for you, because the environment is incredibly toxic nowadays. So, you know, how do you keep your spirits up? How do you stay positive? You have to make choices for your own individual family, whether it's saving seeds, you know, growing in an organic garden in a hoop house so you can protect, you know, those foods from anything coming out of the sky, you know, putting in your own soil and making sure that you've got a rich organic soil, and growing your own foods. It's basically, you know, the book back in the day called Back to the Basics. You kind of have to go back to the basics and live life in a more holistic and simplistic way to be able, to nurture your health and your well-being. You can either do that, or you can spend, you know, a ton of money on insurance that's not going to provide for your family's health and well-being, because they're just going to push drugs on you.
So true. You could sign up for Obamacare. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what a mess is this going to be? I mean, 85% of the American people don't even have a clue what's about to hit them.
No, they don't.
When it comes to Obamacare, they don't. They have no clue.
I said on my show the other day, this isn't about insurance. This is about a medical industrial complex that doesn't help people get healthy. Yeah, maybe you lose your you know, you get your leg chopped off or something like that in a bad accident. The hospitals are there for traumatic injuries, but everything else, you better not go to the people that the insurance covers in most cases. You know, every doctor that I've taken my son to, go ahead.
Well, it's a win-win for the big pharmaceutical companies. It's a win-win for the insurance companies, and I'll tell you why. It's control. They want to control any choices that you make. And that's how the system was designed. I work in the system, and I see it on a daily basis. It's all about control. And, you know, newsflash, you are just a number. Our CFO, when I was working for a large hospital system, said, our goal is heads in bed. Get heads in bed. Now, does that sound like a system that truly cares about your health and well-being or your child's health and well-being? I don't think so.
That sounds like a CFO.
It's a CFO that wants heads in beds because it's all about the dollar. It's not about the people.
Sure. That's why he's the chief financial officer.
Yeah, but that's the mentality in corporate America today. So healthcare is just, you know, a hospital, if you will, is, you know, pardon the expression, but is a prostituted whore for big pharma.
I think that's accurate.
It is. It's exactly what it is, and people are suffering needlessly because of it when the planet itself was created or designed, you know, whatever your belief, was created or designed to provide everything that we needed. And that's why I say we have to go back to the basics. We have to look at organic holistic foods. You know, you talk about cannabis as being a medicinal herb. It's an incredibly powerful medicinal herb. I've seen it firsthand literally change people's health and well-being as used as a medicinal oil.
And this is not to smoke it and get high. This is as a medicine.
This is clearly a medicine. These are your average, you know, functioning adults, you know, trying to cure a deadly disease so they can stay around and provide for their children. Or it's functioning, healthy, you know, mom and dad that are trying to cure their child of cancer or trying to cure their child of epilepsy or, you know, massive seizures. It's an absolutely brilliant plant that has extensive medicinal qualities. And, of course, they're not going to do anything but make it a Schedule I drug. Of course they're going to keep it illegal because they can't patent it. And whatever parts of it that they can patent, they're going to synthesize it. It's going to become synthetic like everything else. And then it's man-made, which is absolutely no good for you. It would probably end up being more harmful once they got their hands on it.
Well, that's exactly what that study I read about that just came out today said. They said they have new clinical trials about it for new medications to begin soon. What medication do you need? I mean, it is the medicine and not the pharmaceutical cocktails that they want to turn it into.
Right. I'd rather grow the plant, you know, cut off the leaves, dry the bud, cut up, you know, the flowering bud, because that's exactly what it is. It's a flower. And, you know, juice the leaves raw, and I would have more benefit than anything that they would offer me.
I've heard good things about juicing raw cannabis.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dr. William Courtney out in Northern California, great success at his clinic with juicing raw cannabis.
Mm-hmm. And, again, that doesn't get you high.
No. I mean, you can with cannabis oil. It depends on strain. It depends on if it has more THC or CBD in the actual strain of the cannabis.
Well, they're finding the CBDs are pretty darn effective, and that's the component that does not get you high.
Exactly, and these individuals that are using cannabis oil, for example, as an alternative treatment for, you know, cancer or inflammation or arthritis or even weight loss for that matter. You know, these are intelligent individuals that have, again, done their due diligence, done their research. There's plenty of research out there on this plant and on the effective means of using cannabis oil. And they know that, you know, if it does have the effects of the THC, they're going to take the oil just before they go to bed. They're going to ingest it. They're going to climb into bed 10 minutes later and they're going to sleep better than they've ever slept before, and they're going to wake up and they're going to feel vibrant, and they're not going to feel like they're some stoner. But they're vibrant in two ways. They've had an amazing night's sleep, but they're also starting to cure whatever ails them. And of course, couple that, because it's not the cure all, but you couple or marry cannabis oil with an organic whole food diet.
Sure,
if you want to eat grass fed beef, go for it. You know, don't make yourself miserable if you're from Texas, for example, and you're used to eating big steak. Eat your big steak. Just make sure it's grass-fed. Make sure
grass-fed,
it's healthy,
no hormones, and all that good stuff. Listen,
exactly.
I'd love to have you back on. We were scheduled to do an hour, but things got a little confused. I will do so. I'll have our producer book you again because you got a lot of great things to say. I can tell by just this short time we've spoken on air. So I dig it. I want the listeners to be able to access your book and go to your website. How can they do that?
Well, you know, I don't sell my book. I barter with my book. So if anybody's interested in my book, they can get a hold of me on Facebook. And again, my name's Leanne Woodland. Look me up on Facebook. You know, ask for me to send the book. If you want to barter, great. If not, that's fine too. I'm all about educating people and being an advocate for alternative therapies.
That's
I'm not
awesome.
Out to sell anything except for just, you know, the resources, if you will, to help them.
Well, Leanne, thank you for all you do. And I'm so glad that, your nightmare with your children ended up, a fairy tale in a sense. But it's not so much of a fairy tale because it happened with action and not the action of allopathic medicine. Leanne Woodland, we'll have to have her back on. She was great. All right, folks, stay tuned. Hour number 2 and 3 coming up in just moments.
Tuscan Show.
With financial